A few years ago, I was at a party of church geeks. You know, the ones where conversation centers around how one feels about substitutionary atonement or transubstantiation. But don't worry, you won't need to start to remember if you have everything you need for Easter dinner today or if you should stop off at Kroger on the way home. Hopefully, this won't be that kind of sermon. About the same time as the party, archaeologists had discovered an ossuary, a small stone box covered and carved with the words, James, son of Joseph, brother of Jesus. Does anybody remember hearing that in the news a few years back? Now, an ossuary is a second burial bone box, rectangular in shape, around 1.25 feet wide by 2.5 feet long. At the time of death, the body was laid in a cave or tomb and allowed to decompose. A year later, the bones would be collected and put in the ossuary. And this was driven by necessity. Tombs, which were often carved into rock, were expensive. Think Joseph of Arimathea expensive. And thus were often reused unless the family was wealthy. The ossuary was then placed in a niche area of the burial cave for permanent storage. And these bone boxes or ossuaries were used in Jerusalem between the 1st century BC and 70 AD. Not surprisingly, there have been many differences of scholarly opinion about the authenticity of that ossuary box. Which brings me back to the party, when a friend asked me a what if kind of question. What if they found an ossuary that contained the bones of Jesus Christ? Would I still believe that Jesus Christ was my Savior, the Messiah, if there was no resurrection? Some of us believe in the absolute bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, and woe be unto you if you don't. From the humorous pen of Aaron Wathan, among fundamentalists, this is not even a question. Utter it aloud, and you will be told swiftly and with certainty that you are not a real Christian. You can just pack your bags right now and bring along some tank tops because, you know, it can get kind of warmish where you're going. And some of us aren't quite sure what we believe when it comes to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're more comfortable with doubt, and so we ask a lot of questions. Wathan believes that in more progressive churches, their questions are affirmed. Their doubt is welcome at the table. The sun shines and women are allowed to say things and cartoon birds sing with the choir. It's magical and transformative, and together we will change the world. Both responses to the question of what if, though very different, seek to find the truth of the kind of love that has the power to transform, to redeem, to resurrect creation, and to make all things new again. My dearest brothers and sisters, Jesus was for his disciples and for Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome, and for us, that kind of love. For hasn't Jesus promised us the kind of love that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things? Hasn't Jesus promised us and delivered the kind of love that never ends, that will be with us on and through and even beyond death, modeling for us a new way of loving? Did he not say, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you"? Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. Jesus promised us such a transformative love, the kind of love I can believe in, a love that has the power to call us right on up from and out of the tombs we've made out of our lives of loss and pain and death and grief and hopelessness. Easter Sunday reminds us of that first century getting up morning when the love of God was made real and given to each one of us. For those who are sure, and for those who aren't sure of anything. When we encounter the risen Christ, all of creation is transformed, reborn, renewed, and such creative force is fully expressed when we love one another, just as God loves us. It wouldn't make any difference to my belief that Jesus' love could transform my life, whether the resurrection was real or a metaphor. For my belief in the teachings of Jesus Christ has transformed my broken relationships through his life-giving and sustaining love and grace. Maybe it's true that we don't have our doctrines of resurrection all figured out, but if we are willing to admit to a deep longing for a personal resurrection to God, we will find within each of us a resurrection deeper than we could ask or imagine. So my Easter prayer is that this year, may each one of us find the time and desire to ask for God's resurrecting spirit to open the tombs of our hearts and minds and roll away the stones that have us trapped within them. God is continually making all things new in Christ Jesus. For on this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations, and he will swallow up death forever. And may all God's people say, Amen.